You are listening to the audio production of How Should I Exercise Hospitality by Rebecca Van Dudewaard, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage Books and is read by Sarah Zimmerman. While my husband and I were living overseas, an older couple in the church invited us over for Sunday lunch. We were excited. Not only did we have no friends in the whole country, but we also had no car, and walking everywhere had given us massive appetites. The dining table was beautifully set with china and silver. Each course was delicious, and our host guided the conversation for several pleasant hours. But it was not only one lunch. They frequently invited us over for meals during our months there, opening their home to us and caring for us so well. We appreciated the food. The hostess was a wonderful cook. But even more, we loved the fellowship, learning a lot about conversation and Christian love from this couple. You might be tempted, as I was, to explain this talent away. Clearly, the hostess had the gift of hospitality. She certainly was gifted at it, but that is not because hospitality is a spiritual gift given to a portion of the Christian population. In the New Testament lists of spiritual gifts, hospitality is not one of them. The closest thing we have in those passages is the gift of serving. See Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, and 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. And it is a different word than the one for hospitality. Hospitality is not a gift. It is a command. See Romans chapter 12, verse 13. In other words, hospitality does not fall into the category of if I'm good at it or have time for it or if I want to, then I'll do it. It is not like playing the piano for church or volunteering for the building committee or organizing a retreat. Practicing hospitality is in the same category as loving, something all Christians are supposed to do regardless of their inclinations, gifts, wealth, social status, or past experience. If we are not practicing hospitality, we are disobeying. Why is this such a big deal? Hospitality is serious because of who God is and what He has done. You may know that hospitality literally translates as a love of strangers. See Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. It is us reaching out to people whom we do not know and opening our homes and lives to them. Fellowship is having friends and family over for visits. Everybody does that. Hospitality is having strangers over to serve them, especially strangers who cannot return the deed. Christian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?